Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
And Lego Masters Grand Finale was on last night, and Henry and Joss were crowned Lego Masters for 2022. The team claimed the title of Australia's Lego Masters following a massive 28-hour free build, and they join us now. Welcome Henry and Joss.
Hey, guys.
Woohoo! Thank you for having us.
Now, firstly, guys, did you have to keep the winner secret from your family?
Well, but yes, on paper. if you disappear for 2 months after saying that you were thinking of applying for it, it's
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, but did they know you had won?
Tricky. No. That we didn't know until yesterday, so we couldn't have told anyone.
They film 3 alternate endings, don't they?
Yeah, two endings.
Two endings.
So we had no idea, really.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is insane.
Yeah, so
bizarre.
Day,
so you've got to fake the win, even though you don't know if you... That just seems like a weird concept to me. And how did you keep it a secret to everyone? Like, obviously, you didn't know you won, but even to everyone else in your lives, you had to keep it a secret that you were right there till the end. How was that?
Well, it's easier than you think, honestly, because I think once I got home, it was like back to normal life, and because the show's not on, it was a lot easier to not talk about it. So we had a couple of months of just silence, Lego masterless life, which made it a bit easier to sort of tone down excitement so then you can poker face it.
Now, last night's build, it was praised by Brickman as being one of the biggest and most technical builds in Lego Masters history. How did that feel hearing that from him?
That was pretty unreal, honestly. Like, it was something that I was always looking forward to rewatching the episode, was that bit of, you know, feedback, I guess, that Brickman gives to the build when you're not there. And I'll tell you what, it didn't disappoint. He really did say some lovely things about it.
It's awesome. Now, personal lives, you're at home. Have you guys always been building? What's your favourite build? Is it like you set a whole weekend aside and you go, hey, let's just spend this weekend building? What's it like in your house?
Well, it's funny you say that because, you know, Joss and I, when we were growing up, obviously, like, being brothers, we were building Lego together all the time, but we never really worked on the same project. It was like sort of both sitting in the same room, building at the same time, but on different things. The show was sort of the first time we ever built together on the same stuff.
Right.
So that was really interesting to see how that went, but I think it was smooth sailing, really.
So whose idea was it to apply for the show then?
That would have been me, yeah. I was reached out to by the Channel 9 casting team, and they said, you want to come on the show or give it a go? I was like, yeah, give it a go.
Don't sound too excited, yeah.
I know.
Someone to come on the show with me.
So you're big in the Lego scene.
I've been thinking about for a while. A bit, yeah.
I think he's pretty big in the Lego scene. I mean, it was the sort of thing where he got comments after our first episode where, because people hadn't seen much of his face, they recognised his Lego building.
Wow.
And they went, oh, that's that dude that I follow on Instagram. Like, which is so funny to me that it's like recognising his work. Which I think is really nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is amazing.
It was really nice, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys, what are you going to do with the newfound glory and the extra $50 you won from Hamish?
Oh, well, we're thinking of getting a little picture frame for the pineapple. We're going to hang it up on the wall. We might even build a Lego picture frame.
Nice.
It's too special to spend on groceries or something, so.
And what about the 50K? You've obviously split it. Have you got big plans for that?
Well, yeah, I've got a wedding coming up next year. My fiance and I are engaged, and yeah, that money's really going to help sort of make planning the wedding very smooth sailing.
Oh, how exciting.
And yeah, also put him out for the honeymoon as well.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and awesome. Weddings are so expensive.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good luck, guys, and congratulations again, Henry and Joss, Lego Masters 2022.
Congrats again, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.